Learning gives creativity. Creativity leads to thinking. Thinking provides knowledge. Knowledge makes you great.
A warm welcome to my KJC family. I'm your host, RJ Christina.
And RJ Ritika.
On the occasion of World Students' Day, we are celebrating the creativity and talents of students as we delve into their writings. Student writing reflects their unique perspectives, creativity, and growth. It's a platform for self-expression and a window into the viewpoints of students.
That's absolutely right, Christina. Similarly, promoting students' writing and publication, we have with us Dr. Gifsy Dorcas E. and Ms. Janvi Sharma, who edited, contributed, and published a compilation of students' work titled Pens and Pupils. Today, we have Kusuma along with Dr. Gifsy Dorcas E. and Ms. Janvi Sharma to share their experience and insights on pens and pupils.
Dear listeners, today we have with us Dr. Gifsy Dorcas E. and Ms. Janvi Sharma in a very special segment of KJC Radio, Food for Soul, in which we will discuss about a wonderful book, Pens and Pupils, edited by Dr. Gifsy and Ms. Janvi Sharma, who also contributed her piece of work. We welcome you, ma'am, and Janvi.
Thank you for having us over, Kusuma.
Thank you, Kusuma.
Dear listeners, Dr. Gifsy hails from Tamil Nadu and is currently working as an assistant professor in English department at Christa Jayanti College, Bengaluru. She has completed her doctoral degree in English. Her areas of interest include emotional intelligence, social-emotional learning, diasporic writing, and African literature. And Ms. Janvi Sharma hails from Jamshedpur, who is currently pursuing her final year BA English honours from Christa Jayanti College, Bangalore. First, I'll start with Dr. Gifsy. So, ma'am, can you tell us about the inspiration behind publishing a book of student-written anthology?
Okay, so to begin with, thank you for this opportunity to the media department. So the inspiration behind this book actually lies in the fact that students have a lot of potential. And I wanted to bring it out in the form of a book so that any time of their life they could go back and get this as a book and recall their own potential. So that was my sole aim. And from my own experience as a student, I used to write a lot, but I've never got anything published. So I wanted to give my students the opportunity wherein they could have for their lifetime a book wherein they have their piece written.
That's wonderful. Pens and Pupils is an outcome of applying the method of FLASH, that is, fast learning of abilities and skills through hacks. Can you give us a brief about this method, ma'am?
Yeah, sure. So FLASH itself, you know, the students are the center of this method of learning. So it's a student-centric method, wherein as a teacher, I'm just a facilitator. So how this works is in the class, a task is allotted to the student. It could be an individual activity, it could be a group activity or a pair activity. So they work accordingly to whatever task is given. And in the task, the first portion of the task, a certain amount of time is given for them to write down whatever piece they want to. So the second half of the task included the student had to come up with a digital output of their creative writing. So I wanted them to also be tech savvy simultaneously. So therein, it develops both their abilities. This method, it develops both their abilities as well as their skills at the same time. So I found that this method was very beneficial for the students. And for me as a teacher also, I was overwhelmed by the response that I received from my students. In a short span of time of around 50 minutes, I saw my students being able to write creatively and also make it available on a digital platform also. So wonderful efforts actually from my students. I really appreciate them for these efforts.
I'm sure, ma'am, it must have been a great learning opportunity for all the students.
Yeah, definitely. It was.
As an educator, what have you learned from your students through this collaborative publishing experience?
So as an educator, this was my first book with the students. And so I would consider this as one of the most precious outputs amongst all the books that I would be coming with in the future also. So as an educator, I learned that my students are really smart. I learned that you could do wonderful tasks, not only as an individual, but also as, being part of a group. So now I saw the unison in which people could collaborate on creative thinking. So this book, actually, it helped me realize that the new generation, all they need is a little bit of push from our sides and they would do wonderful things. And I'm sure that, today as we are celebrating the birthday of Abdul Kalam, I'm sure the young minds, the ignited minds would do wonderful things for India in the future. And I'm sure and I believe that, our former president's dream would definitely become a reality in the near future.
Yes, ma'am. We as a Gen Z generation would definitely take Dr. Kalam's dream forward. Ms. Janvi Sharma, how was your experience working on this project?
It was indeed an enlightening experience. It was mixed with nervousness and enthusiasm as it was my first attempt in the field of poetry. I was very unsure whether I'll be able to reach up to ma'am's expectation. But ma'am's firm belief in me ultimately led to the creation of Animal Farm and the whole book.
That's really great, Janvi. So Janvi, can you recite some lines from the book for our listeners?
Sure, Kusuma. The man is the oppressor of animals, the old major says. He taught them the beast of England, the song that freedom awaits. Then called the Manor Farm, fought for animals' right, kicked the harassing man away, and Animal Farm got its delight. Napoleon declares leadership's not a pleasure, and Boxer claims if Napoleon says it must be right. Squealer reinforces the plan of the windmill, and all toil like slaves day and night. The beast of England, the freedom song, no longer to us belonged. Minimus composed a fresh in place, which was sung every Sunday morning without the old grace. Animal Farm, never through me shall thou come to harm. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than the others. We gazed at the scene, at a sight unseen, 12 voices shouting in hue. From man to pig and pig to man, it was impossible to differentiate who was who.
That's a wonderful poem, Janvi. I wish you all the very best for your future endeavors.
Thank you, Kusuma.
Thank you so much, ma'am and Janvi, for coming in and being a part of this segment. We look forward to reading this book.
Thank you, Kusuma, for having us over. And happy World Students Day to all the listeners.
Thank you, Kusuma, for having us over.
Thank you, ma'am and Janvi. And a big thanks to all our listeners. Please stay tuned.
As we wrap up this special edition of our show, we want to extend our heartfelt thanks to our talented student authors. And to our listeners, a hearty thanks for joining us today, and we hope you've been inspired by today's session. Remember to support and encourage creative writing in your community. Stay tuned to KJC Radio for more such programs. Signing off for today, RJ Christina
and RJ Ritika.
KJC Radio.